Quindi
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon our life. Thank you for your favor that is upon our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the wonderful things your power has done in our lives. Thank you for the victories you give us. Thank you for successes and progress we have received from you. Thank you for giving us solutions to every problem. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us joy, everlasting joy, and everlasting peace. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for helping us to grow spiritually so that we can be stronger than every weakness. So that we can be stronger than our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your promises and prophecies that are already coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for liberating us from the prison of darkness. Thank you for setting us free from every bondage and captivity of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for giving us blessings we do not ask for. Thank you for placing your honor upon our lives. And for taking away shame and disgrace from our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your presence in our lives and environment. We thank you for stopping the enemy from entering into our environment and from attacking us. Thank you for being our shield and fortress. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We are here this night, this midnight, to pray, to seek your faith, to call upon your name, to ask for your interventions and help. O Lord, hear us from your throne. Do not allow us to seek you in vain. Attend to our prayers tonight in Jesus' name. Give us answers that are beyond the things we will be praying for. in Jesus' name. Fill us with your fire and power, so that as we pray, we see the victories instantly. And also lead us throughout this prayer session. Give us, O Lord, the right prayers you want us to pray. By your Holy Spirit, help us to pray with your heart presence. Let your Holy Spirit speak through us as we pray. In the name of Jesus, have your way in this place, O Lord, and let your name be forever glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs now. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why he's Lord. He is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, he's the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. You are the most high. You are the most high God. You are the most high. You are the most high God. You are the most high. You are the most high. You are the most high God. You are the most high. You are the most high God. Jehovah. You are the most high. Jehovah. You are the most high God. Jehovah Jireh. You are the most high, Alpha and Omega. You are the most high God, El Shaddai. You are the most high, Elohim. You are the most high God, Mighty Redeemer. You are the most high, Miracle Worker. You are the most high God, Waymaker. You are the most high Prince of Peace. You are the most high God, Lord of Hosts. You are the most high King of Israel. You are the most high God, Jehovah. You are the most high, Jehovah. You are the most high God. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are highly lifted up, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah. 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 Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with His name. my light angel. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, 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 unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long, and found there is none like thee. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Jehovah, you are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways, Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. How should I, Elohim, and Adonai, edge to edge are still the same, by the power of your name. How should I, oh, how should I, Elohim, and Adonai, we will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. No one God is able, abundantly able,
to deliver,
to deliver those who trust in Him. He is able, He is able, abundantly able, ungodly Abram to believe on it to save. Jesus is able, abundantly able.
The believer.
The believer, those who trust in him. He is the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. He is the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God.
We serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah. For the Lord God only for faith reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God only for faith reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no other God. From east to west,
no one like him.
There is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God.
We are here again. We are here again Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again to seek your face. We are here again to receive from you. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have a Father, under the Lord, be the glory, great things he has done. Under the Lord, be the glory, great things he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, Lord Jesus. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord,
yes, O worthy,
to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created. For Thou art created all things, and for Thou
they are, then we're created. Begin to worship and bless His name. Begin to praise and adore Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the bright and morning star. Is the Lord strong and mighty? Is the Lord mighty in battles? He is all sufficient God. He is the Most High God. He rules and reigns forever. He controls times and seasons. He makes impossible things happen. He is house of God. The great Restorer, the great physician, the great deliverer, the great savior. Praise Him for who He is higher than everything and everyone. He is greater than all. Wiser than all. He is stronger than all. He is before all things. And He's the one holding all things together. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise You, King of Israel. We praise You, King of Glory. We praise You, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship You, Father. Controller of the universe. Creator of the universe. Controller of times and seasons. We praise You, Father. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. You are more than what we call You. You are more in glory, more in power. You are more in greatness. You are beyond description. You are beyond understanding. There is no stretching of all that You are and all that is in You. You are the everlasting God. You are too deep to be uncovered. We praise You, Father. You are too strong to be weak. Too strong to be defeated. You are too strong to fail. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for being so merciful and compassionate toward me, toward my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for being so loving, for being so merciful, for being so compassionate toward me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so merciful toward me. Thank you for showing me great mercy in every day of my life. Thank you, Father, for showing me great mercy in every situation I find myself. Thank you for showing me great mercy in the works of my hands. Thank you for showing me great mercy in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father, for showing me your mercy. Thank you for showing me compassion. Thank you for being so compassionate toward me. Thank you, Lord, for being so merciful toward me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You can say, Father, thank you for solving difficult problems in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for solving difficult problems. Problems that are beyond human interventions. Problems that were beyond human understanding, human reasoning, human wisdom, human intelligence. Thank you for solving such problems in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for solving difficult problems in my life, in my calling, in my marriage, in my family, in my destiny. Thank you for solving difficult problems in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You may say, Father, thank you for opening doors unto me. Doors breakthroughs, doors of prosperity, doors of increase, doors of success. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors unto me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for opening doors unto me. Doors of breakthroughs, doors of promotion, doors of success, doors of greatness, doors of prosperity, doors of upliftment. Thank you for opening those doors for me so that I can be successful in life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to begin to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being the strength of my life. Yeah, the Bible says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? Therefore, I thank you for being the strength of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father, for being the strength of my life. Thank you for being the strength in my body. Thank you for being the strength in my soul. Thank you, Father, for being the strength in my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for being the strength through which I conquer battles. Thank you for being the strength through which I move forward. Thank you, Father, for being the strength through which I overcome sin. Thank you, Father, for being the strength through which I overcome temptations. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, look upon me in your blessing and bring me out of that places into your light, into your glory, into your liberty. Say, Father, look upon me, your mercy, pull me out of dark places, pull me out of prisons of darkness into your light, into your victory, into your freedom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Lord, show me mercy and pull me out of dark places. Pull me out of dark realms. Pull me out of prisons of darkness. Pull me out of captivities of darkness. Pull me into your light. Pull me into your freedom. Pull me into your victory in the name of Jesus. Take me out of the place of hardship. Take me out of the place of shame. Take me out of the place of sorrow. Take me out of the place of oppression and afflictions. Take me out of the place of limitations and bring me into your light, into the place of victory, into the place of freedom. Bring me to the place of dominion in the name of Jesus. Bring me into your realm of freedom, of victory, of dominion, your realm of life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yes, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something new in my life that is going to shock everyone. Do something new in my life that's going to move everyone to say, pray, begin the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, do something new in my life that's going to surprise everyone. Do something new in my life that's going to make everyone acknowledge your power and greatness. Do something new in my life that will move everyone to shout your praise. Do something new in my life that will move even my enemies to shout your praise. Father, do it now. And in the name of Jesus, do it now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You can say, Father, help me to magnify you and your power above the power of the enemy. Say, Father, help me to magnify you and your power above the enemy and their powers. Help me to exalt you and your power above my enemies and their powers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, in my conversation, in my thought, in my words, help me to exalt you and your power above the enemy and their powers. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to exalt you and your power. Help me to exalt your kingdom and the power of your kingdom above the kingdom of darkness and their powers. Help me to magnify you, Lord, above what the enemy is doing against me. Help me to magnify your power above what the power of the enemy is doing against me. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord, to praise you in the presence of my enemies. Help me to praise you in the presence of my difficulties. Help me to praise you in the presence of satanic attack. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord, to praise you with the whole of my heart. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your blood into my life to fix everything the enemy has damaged in my life. So, Lord Jesus, release your blood into my life to correct, to heal, to repair everything darkness has damaged in my life. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Ihashu bakashana de tekuyadira. continue to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, release your blood into my life. Release your blood into my life. Release your blood into my life. Release your blood into my spirit. Release your blood into my soul. Release your blood into my body. And let your blood speak every aspect of me that have been damaged by the enemy. Let your blood repair and heal every part of my life that the enemy has spoiled. Let your blood heal them now. Lord Jesus, let your blood heal them now. Use your blood to heal them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, restore unto me all the strength darkness have taken away from me, all the strength darkness have drained out of me. Say, Father, restore them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, restore the strength in my spirit that darkness has drained away. Restore the strength in my soul and body that darkness has drained away. Restore them now in the name of Jesus. Father, restore unto me the strength that was taken away by darkness. The strength in me that darkness drained away. Father, restore them now in the name of Jesus. The virtues in me that darkness have drained away. Father, restore them now in the name of Jesus. The gift in me, the strength in me, the abilities in me, the courage in me, the fire in me, that darkness have drained away. Father, restore them now in the name of Jesus. Restore them unto me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and life. Give life to everything, every good thing that is dead in my life. So, Lord Jesus, give life to them. Bring them back to life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and life. Breathe your life upon me. And let every good thing that is dead come back to life right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe your life upon me. Breathe life upon me. You are the resurrection and the life. Lord Jesus, give life, inject life into those good things the enemy have killed, the enemy have destroyed in my life, and bring them back to life again. In the name of Jesus, bring them back to life again. Every good thing in my life that have been killed by darkness, that is now dead, that have been killed by sin. Oh Lord, breathe life upon them and bring them back to life right now in the name of Jesus. Bring them back to life. Every part of my spirit that is already dead, Lord Jesus, bring them back to life right now in the name of Jesus. Every part of my soul that is already dead, Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and life. Bring them back to life right now in the name of Jesus. Every part of my body that is already dead, Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and life. Bring them back to life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with your fire and power. And make me to oppress my oppressors. Make me to begin to oppress my oppressors. Father, fill me with fire and power. And make me to begin to oppress my oppressors. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fill me, O Lord, with your fire and power. To the point where I begin to oppress those who have been oppressing me. Fill me with your fire and power. To the point where I begin to rule over the forces of darkness that have been ruling over my life. Fill me with your fire and power. To the point where I begin to dominate the forces of darkness that have been controlling my life. Fill me now with your fire and power. In the name of Jesus. Fill me now, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, break into pieces this brain that my enemy found over me. The Father, break into pieces this brain my enemies found over me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, break into pieces the bring my enemies over me. The power that my enemy have over me, that which they are using to overpower me, to subdue me, oh Lord, break it into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, break into pieces the strength the enemy have over my soul, the strength Satan have over my life, the strength the enemy have over my destiny. Father, break it into pieces right now. Break it into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, break it into pieces right now. Praise Lord, continue to pray like that. There is always something that they have over you. That is why they are able to overpower you. There's always something they have over you. Say, Father, break into pieces the strength the enemy have over me right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the power the kingdom of darkness have over me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You can say, Father, use me to spread your good news. Use me to spread your gospel in this earth. In this earth. So that your light can fill the earth. So, Father, use me to spread your gospel. Use me to spread your gospel. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, use me to spread your gospel here on earth so that your light can fill the earth. So that your light can fill the world. Use me, Father, to spread your gospel in the name of Jesus. Use me, O Lord, to spread your gospel. Use me, O Lord, to spread your gospel. Use me to spread your truth. Use me to spread your word in the earth. Use me to do this thing in everywhere I find myself. Use me to spread your gospel in every place I find myself. So that through me, your light can take over the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform my character and lifestyle. to become like that of Jesus. You mean to say, Holy Spirit, transform my character and lifestyle to become like that of Jesus, so that people can learn of Jesus through my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, transform my character, transform my attitude, transform my life to become like that of Jesus Christ, so that the world can see Jesus through my lifestyle, so that the world can learn of Jesus through my character. Holy Spirit, transform me. Make me to become like Jesus, so that my lifestyle alone can preach Jesus to the people around me. Transform my life to the point where my attitude and character alone will minister the gospel to the people around me, such that my lifestyle will minister faith to the people around me. Holy Spirit, change my life to that point. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. One of the reasons why God don't answer the prayers of people is because the people do not hold him in high esteem. It's because the people dishonor him. Yeah. Some people, they take God for their meat. They deal with God as if they are dealing with their meat. Yeah, as if they are dealing with a human fellow. They have no honor for the Lord. They have no reverence for the Lord. They have no fear for the Lord. And they want him to answer their prayers. You are going to pray. The Bible says these people, they draw near to me with their lips, but in their heart, they dishonored me. Yeah, their heart is so far from me, but they come to me with their lips, but their heart dishonored me. Their heart is far from me. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to hold you and your name in high esteem. Help me to put you where you belong in my life. Some of you have not yet placed God where you belong in your life. Say, Father, help me to put you where you belong in my life. Help me to give you the greatest honor. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you dishonor him, he's going to dishonor you. If you don't hold him in high esteem, he will not hold you in high esteem. If you don't care about him, he will not care about him. If you don't love him, he will also withdraw his love from you. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, help me to hold the Lord and the name of the Lord in high esteem. So Holy Spirit, help me to hold the Lord and his name in high esteem. Help me to give the Lord the greatest honor, the greatest respect, the greatest reverence. In the name of Jesus, help me to give the Lord the greatest honor. So people, they will be in God's presence and they will be pressing the phone. They will be chatting with other people. You are in the Lord's presence and you are chatting with people on your phone. Is that not a dishonor? Some people will be in the Lord's presence and their mind is so distracted. They'll be thinking of things that are not spiritual. And they are in the Lord's presence. Is that not a dishonor? Pray that the Holy Spirit help you to correct this lifestyle of dishonoring the Lord. The Holy Spirit help me to begin to hold my God in high esteem in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to place God where He belongs. Holy Spirit, help me to put God where He belongs. In the name of Jesus. Some people, they will make promise to God and say, God, if you give me this breakthrough, if you give me these blessings, this is what I will give to you. If you do this for me, this is what I will do for you. And they don't do that vow. Is that not a dishonor? The Lord, help me to begin to honor you, to begin to hold you in high esteem, so that I can be a partaker of your mercy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, God said in His word, He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. If He's going to have mercy on you, there are things He wants to see in your life. Yeah, the Bible also said that he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confesseth and forsaketh the sin shall obtain mercy. Yeah, if you cover your sin, the Bible says, you shall not prosper. Yeah, I'm not the one that said that. It's in your Bible. That he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that forsake that sin and confess, that is the one that will receive mercy from the Lord. So you're going to pray. And have you confessed your sins? And have you forsaken them? Have you repented of your sins? What is that sin you are still covering? Yeah. And anything that you have not repented of, it means you are covering it. It means you are keeping it. You still love that sin. And you are not willing to let it go. Yeah. And the Bible says such people shall not prosper. Yeah. There are a lot of curses in the Bible. But I don't know why Christians don't see those parts of their Bible. I mean, there are curses from God Himself inside the Bible. Yeah, I don't know why Christians don't read those places. Yeah. So if you are under a curse that is from God, who is going to deliver you? Yeah. Who is going to deliver you if you are under a curse from God? No one will be able to deliver you because it is God that will also deliver you. And God is not going to deliver you from that cause if you don't repent and do the right thing. Yeah, a lot of causes in the Bible. And I've just read one. Though it might not look like a cause, but it is a cause. It says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Is that not a cause? If you cover your sin, and you don't confess it, and you don't repent, it means you will not prosper. So you can pray and fast, and yet you are not prospering. And then you think it's one witchcraft. No, it's God Himself. You can go and read Deuteronomy 28. You're going to see many other curses from God right there. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live my life in such a way that I attract your mercy. In such a way that my life attracts your mercy and compassion. So, Father, help me to live my life in such a way that my life attracts your mercy and compassion. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There's a way you will live your life and God will not show you mercy. And He will show other people mercy. Yeah, but there's a way you will live your life and God will show you mercy and He will ignore other people. Say, Father, help me to begin to live my life in such a way that my life begins to attract your mercy. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to live my life in a way that I fall under your mercy and compassion and not under your curse and not under your judgment. Help me to live my life in a way that I fall under your mercy. Now you might be thinking all those verses, you might be thinking all those verses I was referring to is in the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? Yeah, where the Bible says judgment shall begin from the house of God. Judgment shall begin from the church. So many of us, we are already under judgment and we don't know. Yeah, because nobody is falling down and dying. Nobody is dying instantly after committing sin. Yeah, because nobody is dying immediately they sin. So we think all is well, whereas all is not well. Many Christians are under God's judgment. Many churches under God's judgment. Many ministries under God's judgment. Why? Because they are covering their sin. They are not repenting of their sins. many ministers of God under God's judgment. Say, Father, help me to live my life in such a way that I attract your mercy. Always. Help me to live in such a way that I attract your favor. Always. Help me to live my life in such a way that I attract your compassion. Always. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. There are some good works God expects from you, and because you are not doing those good works, He is not able to show you certain mercies. Yeah, maybe God expects that you should go on the street and preach the gospel to every creature, but you are not doing that. Yeah, maybe God expects that you should spend hours praying for people, not for yourself, but praying for other people, which is called intercessions, and you're not doing that. Yeah, maybe God expects that you give sacrificially to His work, but you're not doing that, and you're praying that God will do certain things for you. Whereas the things God is expecting that you will do for Him, you're not yet doing those things. Yeah, so to receive His mercy, you need to be able to move His heart. There were men in the Bible that did things, and God was moved to bless them. So if you are not moving His heart, you might not get certain mercy from Him. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you need to be able to move Him. You need to be able to do things that will move Him. And you know, just as someone could do something and then you feel impressed, and then you feel so touched, and then you feel like, oh, I'm going to give this person a lot of money. This thing that this person just did moved me. Yeah, just the way you could be moved by someone's attitude or character, and you want to do anything for that person. The same thing applies to God. So if you are not moving Him, there are things He will not do for you. Even if you pray for the next 15, 20 years, there are things He will not do for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to do good work that will move God's heart to show me mercy. So Holy Spirit, help me to do good work that will move God to bless me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Maybe you think you have done enough of good works, whereas what you call enough is actually so little, so small in the sight of God. Because God wanted you to do more. He wanted you to do much more. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The Holy Spirit, help me to do a lot of good works that will move God to look upon me and show me mercy. Holy Spirit, help me to do those wrong. Help me to do good works. Help me to do good works. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, they shall do also. And greater works than these they shall do. God requires good works from us. Pray. God does not only require your faith, God also requires your work. He requires good work from you. Say, Father, help me to do a lot of good works that will move you to show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Cornelius did a lot of good work to the point that the whole of heaven was moved to visit his entire household. And that man was even an unbeliever. He wasn't yet a Christian, but he did so much good work that an angel had to appear to him. How much good works have you done? Yes, we know that salvation is not by good works, but salvation also means that you have to do a lot of good works. Yeah, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. If you have faith, then do a lot of work that shows that you have faith. If you have faith, then show it through the good work that you do. If you say you love God and you love God's people, show it, prove it by the work that you do. Say, Father, help me to do a lot of good work that will move you to have compassion on me and my entire household. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. You know, there are some people that God hates to show mercy. And I'm going to tell you about those people. Anybody that knows that what he or she is about to do is a sin, and the person still went ahead to do that thing, that person will not receive mercy from God. So willful sinners don't receive God's mercy. What they will always get is judgment. And I also tell you the kind of judgment they get. The kind of judgment they get is similar to the judgment God placed upon Pharaoh. You know about Pharaoh, who refused to let the Israelites go. Yeah, you know, God told Moses, he said, I have hardened his heart. So the kind of judgment that God gives to people that know what they are about to do is a sin and still go ahead to do it is that God will harden their heart. That is, God will make them to continue to enjoy doing it. Yeah, God will harden their heart and make them to continue to love the sin more and more. So God will help them to love the sin more and more. Why? So that he can do what he did to Pharaoh, to them. So that he can speed up their destruction. Yeah, so that they can be destroyed faster. Yeah, that is what God does to such people. So if you find yourself in that category where you always know, it's not that you committed the sin by mistake, But you always know that what you're about to do is a sin, and yet you still go ahead and do it. Yeah, some people will say, let me just do it, and then I will ask God for forgiveness. There is no forgiveness for such type of sin. Yeah, there's no forgiveness for presumptuous sin. No forgiveness for willful sin. You only be forgiven when you turn away from the sin. When you say, I do it no more. That is when you'll be forgiven. Until you come to the point where you say, I do this thing no more, there will be no forgiveness. Go and read your Bible very well. Yeah, the blood of Jesus does not take away such type of sin. Sin that you have not turned away from, and you're saying, blood of Jesus, take it away. It will never take such type of sins away. So if you are a willful sinner, God will not show you mercy. It is judgment you will get. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to stop offending you deliberately. Say, Father, help me to stop offending you deliberately. Every sin men commit is an injury in the heart of God. Is an injury, is a wound in the heart of God. Every sin that mankind commits. The Father, help me to stop deliberately hurting you with my lifestyle and actions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, help me to stop hurting you, to stop offending you deliberately. Help me, Father. Help me to stop sinning against you deliberately so that I can receive mercy. So that you can show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. When you're about to get hungry, many times you will know that you're about to get hungry. Then why do you still enter into that hunger? When you know you could avoid the hunger. Yeah. So usually we have the grace to reject sin. Yeah, but we always want to sin. And that is why we are dying in the church today. That is why many of us in the church, we are suffering and we are dying. Because we are under God's curse. We are under God's judgment. Why? Because of deliberate sins, willful sins. Say, Father, help me to stop hurting you deliberately. Help me to love you so much that I will never sin against you. Help me to love you so much that love will make me to never offend you. Help me to love you so much that your love in my heart will make me to never go contrary to your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray. Do you know why many sick people are not getting healed in the church today? And even those that get healed, the sickness come back. Their sickness is returned. Do you know why? It's because of this deliberate sinning. Yeah. It's because of this deliberate sinning. I want you to pray. Yeah, the Bible says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. Because the seed of God is in him and he cannot sin. Those that are born again, those that are new creatures, they don't deliberately sin against God. Why? Because the seed of God that is in them is a holy seed. And that seed does not feel at home with sin. That seed of God in them does not feel comfortable committing sin. You're going to pray. Maybe something has happened to the seed of God in you. That because the day you gave your life to Jesus, the seed of God is planted in you. And you are to become that seed. Yeah, that seed is meant to change you into a new creature. Maybe something has gone wrong with the seed of God in you. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I of the Holy Ghost, revive the seed of God that is in me. And let that seed change me into a new creature that cannot sin. The fire of the Holy Ghost, revive the seed of God that is in me. And let that seed transform me into a new creature that cannot sin. Open your mouth and pray like that. If it is impossible to live a holy life, the Bible will say that. The Bible will tell us that it is impossible to live a holy life. But all these years I've been studying the Bible, I've not seen it anywhere where it says it is impossible to live without sin. Yeah, I've not seen it anywhere. So that means it is real. Holiness is real. It is you that don't want it. But for those of us that want it, it is real in our life. Pray, the Holy Spirit revive the seed of God that is in me. The seed of God that entered into me the day I gave my life to Jesus. Holy Spirit, wake up that seed and let that seed change me into a new creature that cannot sin. Let the seed of God in me arise. Let it grow and let it transform me into a new creature that cannot sin. Let me become that seed of God. That's the meaning of born again. It means we become a new creature. And that new creature is that seed of God that is planted on the day we receive Christ. So Holy Spirit, transform me to the point where I become the seed of God that cannot sin. Transform me to the point where I become the Son of God that cannot sin. The child of God that cannot sin. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. The meaning of cannot sin is that even after you have been exposed to temptations and seductions, you still cannot sin. That's the meaning. Because of the seed that is in you. Yeah, because you don't love sin. Even after much temptations and provocations and seduction, you still can't sin. Because there is something in you that just don't agree with sin. Because there is something burning inside of you that just can't be comfortable with sin. That is Christianity. And that is what born again means. Yeah, I don't know what has happened to this generation. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of holiness burn in me so much that I can no longer tolerate sin. So much that I can no longer embrace sin. So much that I can no longer be comfortable with sin. Open your mouth up like that. Let the fire of holiness burn in me to the point where I can no longer tolerate sin. To the point where I can no longer tolerate lust and pride and worldliness. To the point where I can no longer tolerate the pollution that is in this world. The seduction that is in this world. Oh Lord, let the fire of holiness begin to burn in my body, in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit, in my feelings, in my emotions. Let the fire of holiness burn. Let the fire of holiness burn. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. Do you know that if we are not faithful, God is not going to be faithful to us. Yeah, let me show you where that is in the Bible. If you are not faithful, God is also not going to be faithful to you. In the book of Psalm, Psalm 18, verse of him. It says, with the merciful, Psalm 18, verse 25. Psalm 18, verse 25. It says, with the merciful, thou wilt shew thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt shew thyself upright. Verse 26, with the pure, thou wilt shew thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt shew thyself froward. Is a way of saying, whatsoever a man doeth, the same he shall reap. And you're going to see that one in Galatians chapter 6. Yeah, when he said God is not mocked, whatsoever a man soweth, the same he shall reap. Yeah, I want to read that place in New Living Translation, that's Psalm 18, so that you can know that if you are unfaithful, God is also going to be unfaithful toward you. Yeah, Psalm 18, verse 25. This is New Living Translation. It says, to the faithful you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself through. Yeah. So if God tells you to do things for him and you are not doing it, you are not faithful to what God has asked you to do, then don't expect that he will also be faithful to you. Even the instructions in the Bible, yeah, pay your tithe and offerings. Yeah, some people are not faithful. Give sacrificially. Some people are not faithful. And serve the Lord with all your mind. Some people are not faithful. Yeah, go and preach the gospel. They are not faithful. So all the instructions in the Bible, you are not faithful to them. And then you want God to be faithful to you. You are not obeying God. And you want God to be merciful to you. It's not going to work. It is whatsoever a man sow that he will reap. So you are going to pray. If God has committed something into your hand, you have to be faithful to that assignment. If God says, do this for me, you have to be consistent in doing it. Yeah, maybe you set aside certain days, and then you say, I'll be doing this for God in these days, or certain months, or whatever. You have to be consistent. You have to be faithful to doing it. And that is how he also will be faithful to you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to walk with God in faithfulness, with faithfulness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to be faithful to my vow. If I've made a covenant with God, and then you say you'll be doing this or that for God, you have to be faithful to the covenant. You have made a vow. You have to be faithful to the vow. Whatever you have made up your mind to do for God, you have to be faithful to him. Say, Father, help me to be faithful. in my walk with you. Help me to be faithful. Help me to say what I mean. And help me to mean what I say in my dealings with you. Help me to be faithful so that you can also be faithful to me in the assignment you have given to me. Say, Father, help me to be faithful in obeying your scriptures, in obeying your word. Help me to be faithful in doing your work. Help me to be faithful in giving to your work, to your kingdom. Help me to be faithful in the name of Jesus. In helping the poor, Father, help me to be faithful. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said it before that that this thing I am doing on the internet, I mean this online ministry, yeah, is not a commandment from the Lord. Yeah, God did not tell me specifically and say, my son, go and start ministering on the internet. Yeah, he didn't tell me to do any of these things. Yeah, so what made me to do this thing is love. Yeah, so this online ministry is a product of love for souls. Yeah, that is what made all this to come into existence. Yeah, because of the love in my heart to see the lives of people transformed. The love in my heart to see souls saved. Yeah, to see people fulfill their destiny. Yeah, so that was the motivation. And then I made it a covenant. And I said, God, I want to do this for the people of God. I want to do my best through the internet for people to be saved, to be delivered, to be transformed. Yeah, and I will be faithful to him. Yeah. And it is the faithfulness, you know, that has made the walk look the way it is today. Yeah, my point is that you have no excuse to say that you will not give all your life to do the work of God. So you don't even have excuse by saying, God didn't tell me to do that. God don't have to tell you to do many things. Your love for God should move you to do many things for him and many things for his people. So God don't have to tell you to do things. There are many things I'm doing that God didn't say go and do them. But I know that it is not wrong to do them. Yeah, because the Bible taught us to do that. And today a lot of lives are being blessed through this thing I started to do some time ago. Yeah, so you have no excuse. If really you love the Lord and you love his people, let that love push you to do things for God and for God's people. Yeah, that is how you really prove that you have love in your heart. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your love, or let me grow in your love to the point that I become driven by that love to do a lot of things for you and for your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let me, help me to grow in love for you. Help me to grow in love for your people to the point that I am being driven by love to do a lot of work for you and for your people. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, help me to grow in love so much that your love move me to do things that will liberate souls from their captivity. Say, Father, help me to grow in love to the point that your love will move me, will push me to do things that will bring souls into your kingdom. Things that will bring revival upon the earth. Oh Lord, help me to grow in love to the point that your love will move me to help many lives, to be a channel of blessing to many lives. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You see, there are some prayers that I will pray now. And I'm talking about myself. There are some prayers I will pray for myself, and it's not going to take too many before it will be answered. In fact, sometimes it will get answered instantly. Yeah, do you know why? Yeah, because God rewards faithfulness. So when you are serving Him faithfully, you won't have to struggle to get certain things, to get certain helps. You just pray a very short prayer and heaven will respond instantly. Why? Because you have labored hard for heaven. And heaven cannot hold you. Heaven will always reward you. Yeah, so it pays to serve Jesus and to serve Him correctly. It pays to serve Jesus. There are great rewards in serving Him. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me your business to do for you. And give me the right heart to do your work. Because some people are not doing this work with the right heart. Yeah. There are some pastors, you know, who are my friends. They have advised me to to try, you know, to try to charge people for helping them spiritually. Yeah, they give all kinds of counsel. Yeah, that you have a platform. They say you have a platform that is full of people from all over the world. Yeah, you can take advantage of this platform. You can do this, you can do that. You can, you know, try to get benefit from these things, try to make money from this, from the platform that you have. Yeah, but I know that is a wrong mind to do ministry. Yeah, that is a wrong mind to serve God. It's a very wrong mind, a very wrong heart. Yeah, and such heart doesn't get reward from God. Yeah. So it is possible that you are doing God's work, but you're not doing it with the right heart. Yeah, so it is when you do the work with the right heart that you can be sure of the reward. But if you are not doing it with the right heart, the reward will not come. Yeah, so I made up my mind that I'm going to serve God with the right heart. And I don't need anyone to give me anything. God knows how to send the reward. So I don't need to have anyone and say, you know, I've been praying for you. I've been mentoring you, so you have to pay something. Yeah, you have to pay something. Yeah, as in form of a payment to the mentorship. Or to the you know, to the prayers I've been doing for you. No, that is a wrong heart to ministry. Yeah, so you're going to pray. There are also many things, but there's no time. There are many things that you will do in ministry that will stop the reward God will want to give you. Sometimes we even stop the move of God. Yeah, but it's not time to go into those details. So, but I want you to pray. You're going to say, Father, or Lord Jesus, give me your work to do. Give me your business to do. Give me the right to do it. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people, they do the work and they are expecting fame. They're expecting popularity. They're expecting to be recognized. That is their wrong heart. Yeah, some people, they're expecting to be worshipped and prayed by men. That is their wrong heart. Father, give me your work to do and give me the right heart to do it. Give me the right heart to do it. In the name of Jesus, give me your business to do and give me the right heart, the right mindset to do it correctly, so that I will not miss my reward. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You can say, Father, give me grace to love the things that you love and hate the things that you hate. Father, give me grace to always love the things that you love and hate the things that you hate. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Father, give me grace to separate from corruption. Give me grace to separate myself from pollution. Give me grace to separate myself from worldliness. Give me grace to separate myself from pride. Give me grace to separate myself from lies and from those who speak lies, those who teach lies. Oh Lord, give me grace to love the things that you love and to hate the things that you hate. In the name of Jesus, give me grace, oh Lord, to live a consecrated Christian life. Give me grace to live a disciplined and consecrated Christian life. In the name of Jesus, give me grace to set myself apart unto yourself as a holy vessel, as a pure vessel, as a righteous vessel. Give me that grace, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. One of the ways to really manifest the righteousness of God is to enforce that righteousness. Yeah. When you see somebody around you doing what is wrong, speak up and correct the person. Maybe someone is, dresses in a wrong way, in a seductive way, and that person is someone you can correct. Maybe your daughter, your granddaughter, or your son, your grandson, or your siblings, whoever. Open your mouth and correct the person. Yeah. So it is as we enforce righteousness that we gain dominion over sin. So preach the truth. When you are in a place that everyone is against the truth, stand up and preach the truth. Stand up and teach it. Stand up and enforce it. Proclaim it. Defend it. In so doing, it will become easy for you to also practice the truth. So if you are not publicly defending the truth, publicly enforcing righteousness, soon it will be difficult for you as well to live righteously. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You can say, Father, give me the boldness and courage to enforce the truth, to enforce the righteousness in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me the boldness and courage in my conversation with people. Help me to promote righteousness. Help me to promote the truth. when I'm in the midst of people who have believed lies, when I'm in the midst of people who practice unrighteousness, oh Lord, give me the boldness and courage to speak out and to rebuke them and to correct them and to preach the gospel to them. Help me, Father, to speak your truth anywhere I find myself. Whether the people are comfortable with the truth or not, Father, help me to be bold enough to open my mouth and speak the truth and preach the truth and represent the truth and defend the truth. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, to be bold about what I believe. Help me to be bold about my Christian faith. Help me to be bold about righteousness and holiness anywhere I find myself. In the name of Jesus, help me to preach the gospel without fear. Help me to testify of Jesus without fear. Help me to testify of the power of Jesus that is able to save the soul without fear. Help me to testify about the kingdom of God without fear. Help me, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, glorify your name in my life. As I dedicate all my life to follow you, to serve you, and to please you, glorify your name in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Glorify your name in my life. Glorify your name in my life. Honor your name in my life. Exalt your name in my life. Oh Lord, as I dedicate my entire life to serve you, to please you, to follow you. Oh Lord, exalt your name in my life. When God glorifies his name in your life, it means your life shall be full of testimonies. A lot of testimonies. That is the meaning that he is honoring his name in your life. Your life shall be full of a lot of testimonies, of power, of victories, of greatness, of dominion, of miracles. Say, Father, honor your name in my life. As I dedicate my entire life to following you, to serving you, to pleasing you, oh Lord, honor your name in my life. Honor your name in my ministry. Honor your name in my destiny, in my calling. Glorify your name in my marriage, in my home, in my family. As I dedicate my entire life to follow you and to serve you, glorify your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. Yeah, don't forget about our fasting, our 40 days fasting that comes up next month. It comes up on the 1st of August. That's when it will start. Yeah. So prepare yourself. And I know that you will have testimonies. I know everyone that will partake in the fast that will have testimonies. Yeah, I will sustain the prayer book for our platform. So you follow the prayer, you follow that book, and you'll be praying all the prayer points in the book. Yeah, you can pray all of it at once every day. And you can decide to divide it. Yeah, because the book has over 500 prayer points. Yeah, so you can pray all the prayer points every day, or you can decide to break it down. Yeah. I mean, you can be praying all the 500 prayer points every day. Or you can decide to pray maybe 200 a day, and the next day 200, and then the next day 100, and then you start all over again, 200, 100, 100, yeah, whichever way you want. I will also give the details on the platform. Raise up your right hand as we pray. Father, we are grateful for your love. We thank you for your mercies that is speaking over our lives. Thank you for your great compassion toward everyone here. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for glorifying yourself in our lives and situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for subduing Satan under our feet forever. Thank you for subduing serpents and scorpions under our feet forever. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for the things you have led us to pray about in tonight's prayer session. I ask, O Lord, that all the prayers we have prayed tonight, let the answers manifest in every life here with great speed in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you show mercy on everyone and that you intervene in the situations of their lives. Intervene, oh Lord, and rescue them and deliver them. Intervene and destroy the powers of darkness that are after their lives and destinies. Oh Lord, step into the lives of your people and fight their battles now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that in those areas where the enemy is waiting for you to be put to shame, in those areas of your life where the enemy has already planned esteem and disgrace for you. The hand of the Lord shall appear, and the hand of the Lord shall terminate such plans. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the help that you need at this point in time shall be released unto you from the throne of God in heaven. In Jesus' name. Every confusion that Satan has brought upon your soul and upon your mind to put you in sadness and in sorrow and to mislead you, I decree that the fire of God remove the confusion now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the light of God shall shine upon your soul and mind, and you shall understand what is the will of the Lord for your life, for this time that you are, and for this season that you are, in the name of Jesus. The light of God shall expose to you the mind of God concerning your life and destiny, that you shall know the right step to take at this time, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that evils will not know your dwelling place, in the name of Jesus. Even though many people around you shall be victims of evil, but you and your household shall never be a victim, by the power in the name of Jesus. You and your entire family shall be divinely secured in the name of Jesus. You and your entire household shall be strongly defended by heaven at this time in Jesus' name. Every strange disease, strange virus that is affecting people, they shall never be able to affect you. They shall not prevail over your own health and over the health of your household, in the name of Jesus. I pray that henceforth, whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper, in the name of Jesus. Everything you do with your skills, with your talent, with your gift, and with your two hands, I prophesy that they shall continually prosper, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that heaven shall bless you with abundance of blessings, and you shall be able to help many people that are on your list of beneficiaries. Many people that you have already made up your mind to help and support. You shall have enough blessings to help them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.